Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Hi, friends. Thanks for joining me on the Money Girl podcast. I'm Laura Adams, the author of Money Girl, Smart Moves to Grow Rich. If you're ready to become a homeowner, now's the time to get a great deal and finance it with an inexpensive mortgage. Though making such a big purchase can seem daunting, I'll show you how to buy a home in 10 simple steps. We'll cover the first five today and the next five in part two of this series. 5 years after the real estate market collapse of 2007, the vast majority of consumers still believe that home ownership is just as important as it was before the crash. Following the 10 steps in this two-part series will help you save money and time when you're ready to buy a home. Step number one, build your credit. Unless you can pay all cash for a home, you'll need to finance a portion of the purchase price with a mortgage. How do you qualify for a mortgage? Well, home lenders take several factors into consideration, like whether you have enough steady income to afford a monthly payment, the amount of debt you already have, how much cash you can put down, the market value of the property, and your credit score. Without a good credit score, you'll either be turned down for a mortgage or charged a high interest rate. Paying just 1% more interest than you absolutely have to can cost you over $45,000 on a $200,000 30-year mortgage. If you invested that money instead of paying it to a lender, you could parlay the savings into over $150,000 with just a moderate rate of return. So remember that if your credit isn't in good shape, you're not ready to buy a home. As soon as you get the itch to become a homeowner, get copies of your free credit reports and review them before a lender does. Most consumers have errors on their credit reports. That's a problem because your credit scores are calculated using the information in your credit reports. So visit annualcreditreport.com and get free reports from each of the three nationwide credit agencies, which are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Review them carefully and dispute any errors you find, like accounts that are not yours, incorrect loan balances, or invalid late payments, and get them corrected right away. You can watch a step-by-step video tutorial on how to pull your credit reports and correct errors in my free Credit Score Survival Kit. You'll actually get to look over my shoulder as I pull my own credit report. To download this free tutorial, just visit smartmovestogrowrich.com. Step number two, decide what you can afford. Once your credit is in tip-top shape, decide how much you can afford to pay for a home. Most lenders require a minimum down payment of 5 to 10%. You may qualify for less depending on your situation. However, if you can put at least 20% down, you'll get some extra benefits, like a very competitive interest rate and avoiding the added expense of private mortgage insurance. The general rule of thumb for many years has been that you can afford a mortgage up to 3 times the amount of your annual household income, but that guideline is way too general to be taken as a firm rule because every home buyer has unique financial circumstances. You have to evaluate how the cost of a home fits into your overall financial goals. For instance, if buying a home means that you'd be left with zero savings, or that you couldn't save for retirement, consider waiting or perhaps buying a less expensive property. In addition to the mortgage payment, money down, and maintenance, many first-time homebuyers don't think about expenses like property taxes and homeowners insurance. There are also a variety of closing costs you typically have to cover as well, like the appraisal, inspections, title search, attorney's fees, and anything else that's customary in your area. All of these expenses have to be considered in your budget.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
Oh, we can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salute to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Step number three, get a mortgage pre-approval. If you're ready to start home shopping, don't get sidetracked with online searches, open houses, or tours with real estate agents until you've set a price range for what you can afford and have a mortgage pre-approval. A mortgage pre-approval is a written commitment from a lender to give you a loan for up to a certain amount. But remember, just because a lender wants to give you a big fat loan doesn't mean that it's wise to take the full amount. Go back to what you decided you can afford and stick with that number. Getting pre-approved is really important because it saves you the disappointment of falling in love with a home that isn't in your price range. Plus, it gives you a leg up when you find the perfect place and make an offer. That's because a seller will know that you're serious, maybe more serious than a competing buyer who is not pre-approved to buy. Step number four, meet with a real estate professional. Now that you have a mortgage pre-approval in hand and know your price range, it's time to meet with a real estate professional. Find out if your friends or family can recommend an agent for you, or search sites like HomeVisor.com, HomeGain.com, and Zillow.com. If you forget these, just visit the Money Girl page at QuickAndDirtyTips.com. and look for episode number 277, called How to Buy a Home in 10 Steps, Part 1. In a nutshell, here's how the real estate industry works. Most agents earn commissions that are paid by sellers. That's great when you're a buyer because you can work with a professional for free. However, remember that an agent generally represents and must protect the best interest of the party who pays them. If you want representation as a buyer, you have to work with an exclusive buyer's agent. They could charge you directly, or they may split a commission with the agent who's paid by the seller. A buyer's agent has the same access to homes listed for sale that a seller's agent does, but they represent your best interest in negotiations. Find a few agents who specialize in the area where you want to live and arrange to interview them face-to-face or by video chat. Ask questions about how they're paid, whether they represent buyers or sellers, how they research available properties, how long they've been in the business, whether they work with for sale by owner properties, and what they think about the local real estate market. Choose an agent that's knowledgeable, personable, and seems like the best fit for you. A good agent acts like a project manager and a psychologist in one. They help you navigate through a myriad of tasks and negotiations that have to be completed before the seller hands you the keys. You'll learn more about these in part two of this series. Step number five, tour listings for sale. When it comes to buying real estate, you've heard the mantra, location, location, location. If you don't know exactly what neighborhood you want to live in, your agent can recommend the best places for your budget. Websites like Trulia.com and NeighborhoodScout.com are excellent resources for information about demographics, crime, and the best schools. Even if you don't care about things like living in the best school district or being close to public transportation, they make all the difference in the price you get when you sell the property down the road. As you tour properties, take pictures and notes so you remember all the details. Your real estate agent can give you information about property taxes, association dues, sales history of the property, and anything else you need to know. Finally, remember that the listing price is just a starting point for negotiations. In part two of this series, we'll cover steps 6 through 10 so you know the right way to make an offer, get it accepted, and end up smiling at the closing table. Also, remember to download the free Credit Score Survival Kit video tutorial at smartmovestogrowrich.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.